Hi, welcome to my talk on products versus protocols. I'm going to talk a bit about the future of adoption of decentralized protocols by the general public, how we can make that happen, and things we need to think about along the way. I come from an XMPP background, so that's going to pop up a few times in the talk, but lots of the principles that I'm going to talk about also apply to other open networks and ecosystems. So my name is Matthew Wild. I've been working on open source since as long as I've been developing anything. I found XMPP. I've always had a fascination with online communication, and I found XMPP in about 2005, and I've been involved in that ever since, helping out with developing the standards and founding various open source projects such as Prosody, which is an XMPP server. And also a documentation project called Modern XMPP, which I gave a talk about a few years ago. That was focused on the user interface guidelines for modern XMPP clients to try and bring some consistency into the very diverse ecosystem of software that we have. And that led on to Snicket, which is a more recent project I started, which I'll talk about a little bit further on.